Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, I was calling about this loan offer I received, and I just want to get some information.
Certainly, certainly. Hold on one second, please. Was there a reservation code on the mailer you received?
Yes.
Okay. If you could repeat that back to me, I could pull up your file, and we can go from there.
All right. 2311.
2311.
Dash 4501.
4501. Okay.
Dash 0007.
Okay.
Dash 7354.
7354. Just one second, and let me pull up information on your business. And am I speaking with Martha Jones?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull up your file here. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Okay. And Martha, what would be a good phone number to reach back out to you in case we are disconnected today?
804-986-7783.
7783. Okay. And then real quickly, what is the name of your business?
The Intelligent Choice.
Intelligent Choice. Okay. And I just want to confirm a little bit of information we have on file, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you still located on the 5907 Springmount Road address?
Yes.
Okay, and Chesterfield, Virginia?
Yes.
Excellent. And the classification of your business, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, a C-Corp, S-Corp?
Corporation.
Okay. S-Corp. Got it. And then, how much time in business do you have?
Well, officially on paper since January 2013.
Okay, okay. So 3 solid years there. And then lastly, what would be a good email address in case I need to send you out any information?
TheIntelligentChoice@yahoo.com.
And choice. Yahoo.com. Okay, perfect. So what you had received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we could be a good fit for you in the business.
Okay.
What does Intelligent Choice do? What do you guys do over there?
We're a residential cleaning company.
Okay. And are you seeing some growth, or are you trying to bring on new employees, or?
Well, I could have the growth, but I don't have the employees, and it's kind of a catch-22 because I have to work with the funds that I've got.
Yeah. So what are you looking to do? How can we help you out?
Well, I'm looking to expand, but I'm also looking to pay off some other, cash advance loans. I have one with Swift Capital and OnDeck.
Swift and OnDeck, okay.
But I see that you guys have monthly payments as well as daily and weekly, and I'd like to do a monthly payment.
Okay. Okay. We can work towards that for sure. Had a couple quick questions for you. Where are you at in regards to paying back both those Swift and OnDeck loans?
Swift, like 11 something, to be paid off in December.
Okay.
And I owe $6,000 to
OnDeck.
But that's the second one, so I've paid off one. It's 27,000.
So you'd originally gotten 20 and then you have 6 left?
No, I had 20 and I paid that off. This other one is a line of credit. So
okay. So it's just sitting there waiting and you just use it when you need to.
Right.
Excellent, excellent. Okay. And was there a specific dollar amount that you were looking for that would be helpful to you?
Well, I wanted to pay that off, and then I was looking at probably 35, but I need my payments to be like under 3,000 because that's what I pay now a month, 30 something.
Okay, so the total you're looking for would be 35,000 then?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just have a couple quick questions for you. It sounds like you're familiar with working capital loans. We lend up to 10 to 15% of the sales of the year previous for your business. Would you happen to know what you did in sales last year?
What I did in sales last year?
Yes.
Oh. No. I can pull it up. I'm not sure. I think it was 285.
285. Okay. Let me see here real quickly. I just want to pull up, do a quick calculation, see what we can make available to you. So we would be able to make upwards of $42,000 available to you just based off of the numbers that you had given me regarding your sales. Would that be helpful for the business?
Yes.
Okay, great. And a couple more questions for you. How would you rate your personal credit? Is it, fair, above average, maybe a little below average?
I don't know because I keep getting different numbers. I mean, I guess it depends on which one y'all pulled. The last one was about a couple of weeks ago with 658.
Okay.
Then Experian is under 6, so I don't know what it is.
Okay, yeah, they do fluctuate a lot. It's just kind of bizarre how that works. Okay, and then have you gone out to your local bank and gotten any feedback from them with regards to, getting some help from them?
No.
Yeah, they tend to take a long time here, and it seems like they want blood samples from you and every transaction you've ever made. I don't blame you. So with regards to expansion, how many employees were you looking to potentially bring on?
Three.
Three employees, okay.
We do 10 to 3.
And have you figured the kind of return you would get with adding on those three additional people?
Yes. I just need to pull up. Hold on.
Okay.
That would add roughly another $4,500 a week.
Oh wow, that's excellent. That's excellent. So this would definitely be beneficial for you. What I would like to do is first off, I feel like I've been doing
a lot
of.
What do you need, Alpha? You was asking me how much my thing was for last year. Is that the grocery fee? Is that the number you needed?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. 204.
Okay. 204. So we could roughly get you upwards of that 40,000 that you're looking for 35. But it sounds like that we could potentially help you out. I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have any other questions for me?
I think it's that your travel and plans started something like 7 days or whatever.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Your turnaround time was about a week.
Actually, as soon as I receive documents back, we typically can get you feedback or an offer inside of 24 hours. And, if you like what we have to say, it's usually, another 48 hours and we can get you funded. So it's a pretty quick process.
Okay. And so when I was saying about doing a monthly, you said you something that you could work towards. So how does that work? You normally just do the weekly or the daily?
Yes, with first-time customers, typically it would either be a daily or a weekly payment. Halfway through the loan, we can revisit the loan itself and actually bring on more capital for you and make some adjustments as well. It's just a matter of establishing that initial relationship. If that makes sense to you.
Okay, so what are your rates? Because if it's the same as like what I'm paying, I can just, you know, add back on to Swift Capital. I'm not sure it's gonna
Right, I understand.
Be beneficial for me if I'm still gonna pay, you know, $700-$800, you know, a week.
Absolutely. So our rates, as it is an unsecured loan, they start at about 10 cents on the dollar. And can go up from there. You know, we would need to look at the cash flow for the business, you know, time in business, personal credit, a couple other factors, and then I could give you a more concrete number. But it starts right around 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. You know, does that sound comparable to what you're working with now, or?
I don't know, because I haven't told that up. So if you 40, that would be 519. So still leave about $4,000 a month.
What? I'm sorry. What's that?
So if I did like 40,000, that would still be about. I would be paying back about $4,000 a month.
Well, you know, that also depend on the length of the term. You know what? How the total you would be paying back on a monthly basis. Would you be looking into a longer term, you know, upwards of a year or longer, or?
Yeah, it would be about a year, but I guess it's probably not something I want to do. I want to get away from the weekly payment is what I'm trying to do.
I understand. Okay. You know, it's a pretty painless process just to see, just to give you peace of mind at the very least on what could be available to you. You know, we just have a one-page application. We look at 6 months of most recent business bank statements and the first 2 pages of the most recent tax return. And if you could just provide us with the Swift and OnDeck information, you know, we can get you some feedback inside of 24 hours and, you know, if it's something that you like, we can go forward with it. If not, it's just something you could have in your back pocket and know that it's there for you.
Okay. So when you pull a credit, is that a soft credit or is that?
Yes, we just look at one through one agency. And if you like. You know, I could just shoot you over an email of the things that we would need and with our application, and you can take a look at that and see if it you know, would be a good fit for you.
Well, right now it doesn't seem like it will be. Like I said, I wanted to do. I just don't want to do any daily and weekly payments anymore.
I understand. Yeah, you know, with the majority of those lenders too, it's going to typically be a daily or a weekly payment. It's just how things are structured because, you know, again, it is an unsecured loan, so there needs to be some sort of relationship established there.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll shoot you over email of that information, and if you want to see what we can do for you, you know, feel free to send that back for you, and I will go to work for you immediately.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.